Looking for a gift for that man who seems to have everything? How about a wrinkle-free, all-cotton shirt? Thanks to new cotton finishing and other advances, many of the shirts and pants sold this holiday season don't need ironing. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Don Bailey's crisp white dress shirt looks as though it just came off the hanger from the cleaners. But in fact, the shirt has weathered a cross-country airplane trip in Bailey's suitcase, and its starchy, smooth fabric has never seen the business end of a steam press.
This is a Brooks Brothers shirt, and it's never been ironed. It's just washed in the home laundry and put in a dryer and taken out and ready to go.
The shirt's wrinkle-free appearance comes not from professional pressing, but chemical advances in the way it's made. Bailey, who's vice president of textile research for the North Carolina trade group Cotton Incorporated, says when an ordinary shirt is washed, or simply worn, the hydrogen bonds holding the cotton together are easily broken. When those bonds reform, they leave wrinkles. By changing the chemistry of the cotton, Bailey says, shirt makers can strengthen the bonds and the shirt's ability to maintain its smooth appearance.
We have a more durable bond that won't break, so that when the fabric is subjected to a stress or force that would normally wrinkle it, it doesn't do that because that bond is strong, and so it will spring back or retain that memory when it's given a chance.
Wrinkle-free pants have been on the market since the early 1990s, but it's only in recent years that shirt makers have perfected the technology. Cotton Incorporated's Dean Turner says it takes a strong cotton fiber to hold up to the chemical finishing, and shirt makers have to use special seams that don't pucker up when they're washed.
With the improvements of fiber, improvements in spinning, and then the improvements that are being made by the garment manufacturers, we're able to really reach to that goal of having a 100% cotton shirt that truly performs.
The various technologies are innovative enough that two big Hong Kong shirt makers are battling over patent rights, with federal lawsuits pending in Marshall, Texas, and Seattle. The stakes are high, since 20% of menswear is now wrinkle-free. Those sales are growing at a double-digit rate, and the no-iron clothes command a premium price. Chief Analyst Marshall Cohen of the market research company NPD Group says nearly 3 out of 4 consumers plan to buy new wrinkle-free shirts or pants over the next year. In some cases, customers are choosing to upgrade even before their old clothes have worn out.
Do you really need another pair of khakis? Most people don't. But if you can find a pair that's wrinkle-free or stain-resistant, they're going to jump on it.
In other words, wrinkle-free is the killer app of the clothing business. Just as the sound quality of CDs prompted many baby boomers to buy new copies of the White Album, the finish quality of wrinkle-free cotton is driving customers to buy new white shirts. Cotton Incorporated's Turner expects the carefree fabric to make gains in women's clothing before long, although for now it's a bigger business for men.
Men tend to be a little bit more performance-oriented in buying their products, or maybe their wives are a little bit more performance-oriented because they may be willing to iron their own blouse, but they really don't want to have to iron their husband's shirt. So this has been a stronger program in menswear than it has in womenswear, but we're starting to see some womenswear products come out there.
And who wouldn't welcome the comfort of an all-cotton shirt without the need for ironing? Unless, of course, ironing is your business. At Hangers Cleaners in San Diego, owner Gordon Shaw says it's hard to guess how much business he might lose on account of no-iron shirts. Shaw himself buys a lot of wrinkle-free pants, not because he hates ironing, but because they stay wrinkle-free all day long.
We sell neat and clean. That's the whole reason we exist. So we all have to look neat and clean.
Even the head of a professional cleaners trade association doesn't seem too worried about this freedom from the press. Bill Fisher of the International Fabricare Institute thinks many people will keep sending their no-iron shirts to the cleaners. He has quite a few of the shirts in his own closet. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.